Genesis chapter 50 and verse 15. You'll remember that old Jacob has died and he has been buried in the land of Canaan, and now the brothers of Joseph and Joseph are returning to Egypt. And this is what we read in verse 15. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, "Joseph will peradventure hate us and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him." And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father." And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "Behold, we be thy servants." And Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. Amen. May the Lord bless to us this reading from his word. When Jacob was buried, Joseph and his brothers and their families all went back to Egypt. But there we discover a fear arose in their minds. A fear that Joseph might avenge the wrong that they had done him years before when they sold him into slavery. And now that Jacob was gone, they felt that Joseph might feel at liberty to show his anger against them. So they sent a message to Joseph, saying that it was their father's will that when he died, Joseph would continue to be kind to them. I think from reading this message that it is much more likely that they made it up than that it was really a message from Jacob. Because what had happened here was that all that old guilt and all that old fear of their sins returned to them and returned upon them. And they pleaded for Joseph's forgiveness, even to the point of coming and bowing down to him for mercy. Perhaps, like me, you'll remember those dreams that Joseph dreamed so many years ago, when all the sheaves of corn bowed down to his sheaf and the stars bowed down to his star. Well, here perhaps we see again the picture of fulfillment in the brothers bowing down to Joseph. But Joseph didn't feel like that at all. And indeed we find that he was distressed at this, because he has no ill will towards them. And in fact, he seems disappointed that they still fear him and they still no longer trust him. So he reassures his brothers and he promises to protect and to provide for them and for their families. But do you see how hard it was for them to believe Joseph? See, these brothers knew that Joseph was just a man, and they knew how men thought, because they were men as well. They knew their own hearts, and they realized that this was an opportunity for Joseph to seek revenge. They knew how fickle and contrary people can be. Joseph comforted his brothers once again, and he spoke kindly to them. We must remember that God is not like us. When God promises forgiveness, when God promises mercy and help, we are to believe him. Joseph's brothers had heard Joseph's expressions of goodwill towards them, but they still retained a doubt in their heart. God is not like men that he should lie, and we are to trust the Lord when he promises to do us good. He will not change his mind. He will not alter his ways. Faith is taking God at his word and trusting that what he says is true, trusting in all that he says. But perhaps there was something else at work here as well. The brothers had some doubts about whether Joseph had really forgiven them. But perhaps another part of the problem was that the brothers could not forgive themselves. And I just want to take one point today from Joseph's words here in this passage, his words to his brothers, which I hope will be helpful to us all, either now or sometime in the future. You see, sometimes believers find it hard to forgive themselves for the sins that they have committed, for the trouble that they've caused, or the hurt that they have inflicted on those that they love. Even although they believe that God has forgiven them, they still have this fear that there is some problem and something that they will be answerable for. They believe that God has forgiven them. They believe that their sin has been taken away. They believe that their guilt has been removed because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But they still hold on to their own sins, and it seems as if they can't let them go. Joseph realized that his brothers were still distressed about their sin, even although he had forgiven them long, long ago. And so his words of comfort to them might also be words of comfort to us if we still have this residual anxiety and concern for the sins that we have committed. He says to them in verse 20, "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive." Now it is true that the brothers both thought and did an evil thing against Joseph. And when the Holy Spirit convicts a believer of sin and convinces us of righteousness, we hear and we receive the promptings of the Holy Spirit humbly and sorrowfully. We confess our sin. We acknowledge our evil ways. We repent of our sin and we ask for God's forgiveness. And the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God forgives when we confess. But what happens when we can't forgive ourselves? Joseph explains to his brothers that despite their evil act, God has nevertheless brought good out of their evil. While that in no way approves of our sin, what this little verse tells us is that God will bring better outcomes from our sin then had we not done the thing that we are now so very much ashamed of? Is that not amazing? Is that not an amazing thing to think about? It doesn't excuse us from doing wrong, nor can knowing that this is how God uses sin in this world ever justify us doing something that we know to be wrong. But it does show us the glorious, overruling goodness of God towards the tender consciences of his repenting people. God comforts us with such beautiful reassurances of his overruling grace and mercy. We did do evil, but God, without being a cause of our sin or complicit with us in it, takes our failures and brings good from them. He brings our sin into subjection to his will and causes it to praise him. We all do things that we are ashamed of. But we need to remember that there are three things to be borne in mind by every believer with respect to all the sin we ever commit. The first one is this: the Lord Jesus Christ has paid for all our sin and carried it all away. It will never be charged against us. Remember that. Remember this also: God has already forgotten about our sin. He does not know it happened. Christ carried it out of God's sight. You know it happened, I know it happened, but God will never remember it against us. And here's the third thing. Bad as our sin is, hurtful as it is, destructive as it is, shameful as it is, God has promised to make the consequences of our sin redound to his glory. What does that mean? It means simply this: our sin will bring him more glory and bring to us more blessing than if the sin had never been committed. Now that might sound crazy, but it's true. These truths never justify wrongdoing, but they comfort us when we find it difficult to forgive ourselves. It comforts the mourners in Zion. It helps to bind up the brokenhearted. We have a sovereign heavenly Father. We have a loving and tender brother. We have a soul-healing comforter in the persons of the Blessed Trinity. We sin against God and we sin against one another, and God forgives us, and by his grace and his goodness, he will teach us to forgive ourselves. That was the experience of Joseph and his brothers, and it shall be our experience too. You thought evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people. Amen. May the Lord bless these thoughts to us.